We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Your starting quarterback was basically a scarecrow this week. Like, couldn't move, just being planted out there for the reporters to say he was at practice. And then your backup quarterback, who's almost 37, goes down within two drives of the game. And you bring out the third-string quarterback. You take it into overtime. To me, like, it, nothing becomes more moral victory Monday than that. And now we have Bailey Zappe walking in right behind you, just so you know.
Look at that. What time we got? Oh, okay. We're going to roll right now.
I will bring him in right
now.
Here
comes. All right. So, no warning.
No, it's okay.
All right, we're ready for him. We got the music playing for you.
Yeah, we got
Bailey,
him right
how
here.
How you doing? You have your own theme music.
All right, listen, it's time now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Sound effects.
To you by Arbella Insurance. Arbella here for New England, here for good. By Mass General Cancer Center, by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And Bailey Zappe joins us right here in studio live. First off, thanks for coming down. So take me through it. Yesterday, you sit there, Brian Hoyer's going to the tent. You walk on the field. You're basically, what, at the 9-yard line or 7-yard line, you get a penalty. But take me through those motions you felt walking out there in Lambeau.
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting. It was my first time, you know, stepping on an NFL field in the regular season. But, you know, I really just want to credit my teammates for kind of keeping me calm, keeping me cool and collected. Just letting me know that it's just another football game. We're out here to play football. You know, just continue to do my job. Give the ball to my playmakers, let them do what they do best. And that was kind of my mindset when I stepped foot on the field is, you know, do what I do, do my job, and just kind of go from there.
So who's the guy that says it? Like if Brian's banged up, who looked at you and said, was it Matt or Joe or Bill that said, you're up?
Well, I was just sitting by Joe already on the bench. So he just told me to start getting warmed up. We didn't know at that point in time what was happening.
Yeah.
So he told me just to, you know, start getting warmed up just for whatever circumstances that, you know, came.
So a couple for me. So you're saying like everybody's, you know, credit your teammates for, you know, keeping you calm and keeping you focused. I almost feel like at that point in time, do you just want everybody to leave you alone a little bit? You know, almost like a pitcher with a no-hitter. Like, listen, I have stuff to focus on. Like, stay out of my face. Is there any part of you that just doesn't need the, you know, you got this, you know, pat on the back?
Personally, no. I like it when, you know, we get in the huddle and everybody's like talking to each other. You know, like I told Isaiah, you know, if I were to go in or if, when I went in, just every once in a while look at me and be like, it's all right, we're playing ball. And he did that almost every other play. He would look at me and be like, all right, you're good, let's go. Trent did it, DA did it. You know, I like that. I mean, that just the relationships that we have. This team is a big brotherhood. We're a big family. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to those guys of helping me stay calm.
There, it didn't seem, maybe it was the play calling, I'm not sure. It didn't seem like you were overwhelmed in any part of that game, at least for me. I mean, maybe the last third down play where it got a little hectic in overtime. But other than that, I didn't feel like you were, you know, skittish. I didn't feel like the moment was too big for you. Was it – what, like, how do you get that calmness about you other than, you know, the support from your teammates?
I think that just goes back to the way you prepare throughout the week in practice. You know, for as far as me, my teammates, coaches, we prepared really hard throughout the week leading up to the game. And I think that's what, you know, translate onto the field of being calm and cool and collected. And, you know, honestly for me, I think that's being prepared, watching film, practicing, going through every rep, treating every rep in practice as it's a game rep. That just leads to being calm on the field.
Bailey, you talk about that preparation and practice this past week leading up as Mac was contending with that injury. Were you splitting reps with the ones with Brian Hoyer? Were you getting a lot of work in with the ones?
I was getting normal amount. I was doing scout just like I do every week. I was doing the same thing I have done the last 4 weeks as far as meeting with coaches, doing watching film, kind of just taking it the same day-by-day thing that I've been doing these last 4 weeks.
So were you expecting at any point, I mean, did anyone say to you before the game or when the game started, hey, you know, there's a good chance that you go in? Or what was the surprise factor?
Yeah, I mean, as a backup, I mean, your role is always to be ready and always be prepared just in case of circumstance like that happens. And, you know, when my name was called, I just went out there and tried to do the best I can, do my job. And, you know, outcome, of course, didn't go in our favor. But we got back in today, learned from the mistakes we made, learned and continue to go on throughout this next week.
Talking to Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe. And, Bailey, I think we all remember seeing that video, I think, on draft day, you know, when you were drafted by the Patriots. But, you know, our listeners, just Houston Baptist, right, for 3 years, and then 1 year at Western Kentucky.
Houston Baptist for 4 years.
For 4 years?
Yes, sir.
So was that like a COVID thing? You had an extra year or eligibility that got you over to Western?
Yes, sir. It was COVID.
So Bowling Green. I know Bowling Green, unfortunately, a little bit too well, but that's okay. We'll get into that another day. But so take me through your high school, like as far as Houston Baptist, what as far as recruiting goes.
They're actually my only offer coming out of high school. I played high school football in Victoria, Texas. It was Victoria East. We're a 5A school. Yep. That was like our little classification. My only offer coming out of high school was Houston Baptist. So that kind of made my recruiting process a little easy, figuring out where I wanted to go. And, you know, looking back, it's kind of all worked out.
Because we always hear, like, Mac always talking about did the wing tee in college. He's like, I didn't even throw the ball in high school, rather. Didn't even throw the ball. You know what I mean? Had to go to camps.
Yeah, I heard.
So what was it like for you guys? Because you opened it up in high school. I saw some of those numbers.
Yeah, but I did the same thing he did. I went to camps, all them summer camps. But as far as offensive-wise in high school, we kind of spread it out. And we're more of the spread option. We did the read option stuff and kind of a mixture of the little air raid and little stuff like that.
You know, so we were listening to the broadcast. There was a – you weren't under center a lot in college. And what's that transition like, you know, going from, you know, obviously a college set with a shotgun, being able to do everything on your own, and then being, I guess, restricted to being under center? A little different atmosphere, different view when you're throwing?
It was different, of course, my, you know, first few practices here. It was new to me, of course, but, you know, I got there before practice, stayed after practice, got with the centers, continued to get comfortable with it. Continue to work with my coaches on figuring out, you know, certain ways to kind of help me out, see the defense from under center, because it was new to me, so I was trying to pick everybody's brain on how to do it.
Was there anything that you saw that you struggled with in this game, anything that confused you or you weren't expecting?
Looking back at it, of course, there were some throws that I feel like I could have made. You know, there's some mistakes that I made that we saw on film that going into this week that in practice I'm going to continue to work on and continue to improve on and just continue that day by day.
So take us through a little bit. We saw on the sidelines, just on the broadcast, that you come over to the sideline after that first drive when you go in. And you've got the trifecta of Matt Patricia, you got Joe Judge on the other side, you got Bill Belichick right in front of you seeming to show you something on a clipboard. What was that collaborative process like, and how much was Bill Belichick involved in it during the real game time?
Yeah, the, you know, being able to have all those three guys around me is, you know, it's pretty awesome. Be able to pick those guys' brains and understand, kind of see the way they think of football and kind of hear each viewpoint from each three of those guys. And just speaking off that first drive, you know, we have had the pictures, had the film of that drive. We went over it, seeing the coverage, seeing the fronts that, you know, we were getting. And Coach Belichick was just, you know, telling me what, you know, what we're going to do the next drive. And Matty P was doing the same, and so was Joe. And, you know, it was kind of, like you said, a collaborative effort. Everybody was talking. Everybody was, you know, putting in their 2 cents on what we can do the next drive and be successful.
Talking to Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe, and I'm just curious. The game is over. You know, I don't know, maybe on a plane ride home, you ever just sit there and be like, man, I just lost to Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau in overtime. Like I don't know, family, members, whatever. Did you have a moment to just think about, like, what the hell just happened?
Maybe a little bit, but to be quite honest, I was just more upset about the loss and the whole aspect of it. You know, I feel like we could, of course, there were some mistakes in there that, you know, if we make some plays, the outcome's differently. But that's how football is. And, you know, we just continue on to the next week and continue to improve and every day try to get better.
Like, when you checked your phone when the game was over, like, how many messages and DMs did you have? Was your phone just alert after alert after alert? Friends and family?
It was mostly just friends and family, to be honest. I don't really feed into all the social media stuff. It was more just, you know, responding to all my family members that were congratulating me, and, you know, that's really about it.
Did you happen to hear from Mac last night or today following the performance?
Yes, ma'am. We talked today and talked about the game, and he told me good job, and that's really the extent of the conversation and moved on the lines.
So when you look at yourself as a quarterback, what would you say some of the strengths of yourself? What would that be?
That's a really good question. You know, I feel like there's a bunch of things that I can continue to improve on that, you know, just looking back from last game, that there's some things that I can continue to work on fundamental-wise. But as far as, like, knowledge of the game, accuracy, all those things, I feel like could be my strengths or some things that I can continue to work on and get better at as the weeks go by, as practices go by, and really taking each practice rep as a game rep. And that's really how the best way I can get better in doing that and working with my teammates before and after practice, getting with those guys, and just really taking it day by day.
And, you know, there's a lot of unknown, right, whether it be Mac or whether it be Brian or not, but it's almost like you're going into this week being like, this is it. Like, you're going into this week, starting tonight, tomorrow, whatever it is, as the starting quarterback getting ready for Detroit. Is that whole – looking forward to that whole process?
Really, I'm just treating it like every other week. I'm preparing every day like I have the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, I'm going to continue to, you know, work with my teammates, work with my coaches, continue to watch film, get into the game plan, and just get ready for whatever role it is for me on Sunday.
Do you ever get confused for Mac Jones? I feel like you guys look very similar.
I've seen that, but we have never had any confusion.
Okay. You guys ever been in the same room at the same time? Meetings.
Quite often.
All right, real quick there, Bailey. So the quarterback question of the week for Bailey Zappi is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, where they specialize in taking care of men's sexual health. They have offices in Dedham near Legacy Place, in Salem, New Hampshire, in Marlboro, serving Metro West, and now in Woburn. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. So when we first met Mac Jones, I don't want to say he bragged, but, you know, he said, you know, he didn't mind getting hit. Like, he liked it. So I would ask you, like, what was it like to get your first NFL hit?
Of course, there's, like, that sudden shock of that was pretty – that hurt a little bit. But it's always nice to get the first one out of the way. You know, like Max said, it's sometimes nice to get hit to kind of get your body back into, like, okay, that's how it feels. But that first one that I think it was Rashawn Gary that hit me, it was, you know, it was my kind of like my first, you know, NFL hit. So
welcome to the NFL moment.
Welcome to the NFL moment, I guess you could say.
Was anybody hollering at you, I want to get you rooked? Nobody calling you? None of the Green Bay Packers defenders yelling at you?
Not that I heard.
Okay.
All right, Bailey Zappi, listen, man, we appreciate it. And listen, thanks for coming down, and good luck this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all for
thanks,
having
Bailey.
Me.
All right, there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.